Now, I want you to open your Bibles. I want us to read Hebrews chapter 11, a chapter about faith, about believing God. Hebrews chapter 11, I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version, and you can read along from any other version if you want and follow through. Now, Father, we're going to open your word tonight. We're going to start tonight by opening your word. And Lord, as we read your word, we just ask that faith come into every heart. Lift us, Holy Spirit, out of whatever has gotten a hold of us that causes us not to believe you. Lord, you have something supernatural for every life that's here tonight in this sanctuary and those that are joining with us online from around the world, around the tri-state area, down in our campus in North Jersey and in Summit as well. We pray tonight, God, that as we read these words, that they would lift off the page and literally invade and explode in every one of our hearts. Lord, you are leading us to read this chapter tonight, so I pray, God, that the work that you want to do in every heart would be done. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now faith is the substance, verse 1, Hebrews 11, of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, when God puts faith in the heart, it's because we have seen a promise, and because we trust in God, we're believing for it. For by it, the elders obtained a good testimony. There are people that have come before us in the body of Christ, and they chose to believe God. And because they chose to believe God, God was faithful to them, and they received a good testimony. By faith, verse 3, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. This is a phenomenal verse of scripture. It tells us that by faith, we begin to understand that God specializes in creating something out of nothing. He created the universe. He created the worlds simply by his spoken word. He didn't need material to do it. Do you understand? And so when he makes a promise to you, he does not need material. All he has to do is speak. He speaks into your life and says, this is what you are, but this is what you will be. Promises of God come into your heart as you open the word of God. And by faith, we begin to walk with him. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And through it, he being dead still speaks. This is something about people of faith. When God does something through us, even after we're gone, our lives still leave a lingering testimony behind us. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. A lot of people would like that to happen tonight, wouldn't you? For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. I know that there's a lot of us here tonight and say, Lord, if you'd like to do that again, what you did with Enoch, here I am, I'm available, take me as I am, I'm ready to go. If I can get out of here without dying, this would be just awesome. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. You know, you can push a broom from now till you die of old age, but if faith is not part of your life, if you and I have not come to the place of believing God for that which is not possible to achieve through human effort, we can't really please God without faith. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. If we are opening this book, if we are wanting to believe God, if we're wanting to find the purpose of God for our lives, we must believe that God is. He's a present reality in our lives, and he will reward us as we sincerely seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is according to faith. So by faith, people move towards something that cannot be seen by the natural eye. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. And that's exactly what we do today. God begins to whisper from his word into our hearts, and by faith, we leave where we are and we go to the place that God is calling us to. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob and heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. In other words, he left that which is temporary for something which is eternal, which is foreign to the people of this world, because they have left the eternal for that which is temporary. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. In other words, when God makes a promise, it's not up to our strength to perform it. It's up to God to do it through us. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were assured of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. Truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. In other words, people of faith have moved on with God. It's people like you and I who say, God, I don't care where it leads, I'm going with you. I'm going to trust you, I'm going to believe you, and I'm not turning back. I'm not going back to what I left behind me. There's nothing there. You already know that. I don't have to convince you of that. You know there's nothing back there. Many of you here and us here tonight tried almost everything this world's got to offer, and you know how bankrupt and empty it left you. It's better to travel with people of faith. But now, verse 16 says, they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. In other words, there was a man God found who would give up that which is the most precious to him in this world to obtain the promise that God had given him. And he who had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called, concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instruction concerning his bones. I love that verse of scripture. In other words, you're going back. God's going to take you out of Egypt, and he's going to take you to a place of promise. And when you go, take my bones with you. Don't leave them here. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I wrote a song one time called Take My Bones Home, Take My Bones Home. I've been ruling Egypt, but I won't be here long. Praise God. When mighty God visits you, take my bones home. By faith. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he came of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who was invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do so were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. Hallelujah. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. In other words, there's a place in the kingdom of God for everybody in spite of your past or your present lifestyle. What more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, and turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trials of mockings and scourgings, yes, of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in dens, in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God, having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. In other words, there was a plan for them, and they went through the plan of God in their generation by faith and left a testimony for us who are going to complete that journey by believing God in our generation for him to do in us and through us what only can be done by Almighty God himself. Praise be to God. I honestly believe with all my heart that the testimony of God came into this world with power. The testimony of God has carried on through this world in power, and the testimony of God will finish in this world with power. There will be a people of faith that rise again, a people who say, I'm going with God. A people are going to say, I don't have what it takes, but God does. And I'm going to reach out, believe him for the promise, and he's going to make my life into what it needs to be. He's going to take it where it needs to go. He's going to bring down walls again. He's going to bring things to life. He's going to cause there to be an inheritance. God's going to do in my life what only God can do. Bless God for all those who have gone on before. Thank God for the cloud of witnesses that stands in the balcony of heaven tonight. But they're not going to be the only ones who believe God. I'm going to believe God too in my generation. I'm going to stand up and be counted with them. And yes, I may have to go through trial. I may have to go through difficulty. There may be seasons of dryness. I may be opposed on every side. But I believe that my life will become everything that God says it will be. I believe. You have to get that in your heart. I believe that I am born in this world and born again into the kingdom of God for a divine purpose. I believe that by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God, by the promise of God, by the presence of God, by the strength of God, by the mercy of God, by the goodness of God, that I will become everything that God says I'm going to be. I believe that my life will make a difference. And yes, I may feel as if I'm as good as dead, but history proves that God can take a dead man and bring a generation as numerous as the stars in the sky. So let the devil be damned. Let all his arguments be damned. Let his plans be damned. I'm getting up and I'm going with God. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to live for God all the days of my life. And my life's going to bring glory to the name of Christ. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory to the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory, glory, glory to your name. So I'm not going to sit on my hands in a prayer meeting. I'm going to raise my hands and my heart to God. Lead me, thou great Jehovah God, lead me to everything that my life is destined to be. By the grace of Almighty God, we are the church of Jesus Christ, and we must never forget it.